Welcome to Jim Lang's Retire Secure Podcast, where smart money talks. Throughout his career, Jim Lang has made it a priority to provide his clients, readers, and friends with useful, cutting-edge information, as well as peer-reviewed financial and tax planning strategies, so that they can make the most educated decisions and really get the most out of what they've got. We hope you enjoy the following special read broadcast from the Lang Vault. And please stay with us until the end, so you don't miss more information on how we can help you protect your wealth and ensure your family's financial security for the next generation. And now, Jim Lang.
All right, so, you know, one of the things that you talk about in the book is providing for your pets, and you actually go into a lot of detail, but why don't we just start with the basics? Why is it necessary, and what have you seen in practice in terms of providing for a pet? What should those listeners be thinking about, and why is it necessary to provide for your pet's future?
Well, the first thing that's happened is that clients have come to us asking if we can help them make these plans. They consider the pets part of the family, and they realize, in their cases, for example, that there won't be anyone else to take care of the pets, and they want to make some provision. So we've had to think this through with them and look for examples of what has worked and what problems have come up. And as we talk to more people, and particularly people who see the book, they share stories with us that are shocking to pet owners, where, you know, someone has passed away and the family just takes all the animals to the vet and asks for the vet to euthanize them. Or another case where a fellow did want to make provision and did, in fact, write in a will, which he drafted himself, that he leaves his pet cat, Fritz, to his nephew John and $5,000 to take care of the cat. And when he passed away, John came to the executor for the $5,000. The executor said, "Where's the cat?" And he said, "I took care of it."
Yeah,
when you're a pet owner and you hear that, you say, it can't be, but these are stories that we hear from people. You have to respond by saying, if you care enough about your pets, then you need to do something. And it's not only about when you die, it's about, you know, the everyday occurrence of you get in the car accident and you end up in the ICU for 3 or 4 days. Does anyone know there's a pet at home? It can be real basic.
We hope you've enjoyed this special edition of Jim Lang's Retire Secure Podcast, where smart money talks. If you've had your questions answered and would like to schedule an appointment to meet with Jim, call our offices at 1-800-387-1129. That number again is 1-800-387-1129. And if you would like to attend one of Jim's upcoming virtual events, go to paytaxeslater.com/webinars. That address again is paytaxeslater.com/webinars to reserve your virtual spot today.